Hello and welcome to Jimmy's USWO report for March 8th, 2014 from the sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee. We opened up the action with Aaron Cross taking on the man from County Hospital Road, Psycho Medic. Cross now removes his shirt to show off his physique and tattoos. Well, they lock up. Cross pushes Medic back in the corner, and ref number one gets him to break it up, but Cross reaches over and slaps Medic. Well, we got some, I believe those were pretty Mexican arm drags traded. Well, Cross challenging Peekaboo to come in the ring. Cross better hope he can dance, because he's in trouble if he can't. Cross with a boot to the midsection of Medic and clobbers him upside the head. Cross now rams his shoulders in the midsection of Psycho Medic. And there's a snapmare down on the mat. Cross has had two previous matches here in USWO, winning over Big Time Sexy both times. So obviously he feels he needs to move up in the competition ladder here to take on a man, Psycho Medic, who is a former USWO Music City champion as well as a former USWO Tag Team champion. Cross now choking Medic in the ropes. Medic now down in the corner and Cross over to put the boots to him. Cross shoots Medic across the ring and splashes him. Here comes Cross, runs into a Psycho Medic boot. Medic drops an elbow on Cross, hooks a leg and covers. That was only about maybe 2 3/8, or 2.375 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. And Cross with a rake to the eyes. And now Cross choking Medic in the top rope, but ref number one's right there to get him. Please stop doing that, because it's against the rules. So Cross just slingshots Medic off the ropes and Medic down on the mat. Cross now on the second turnbuckle. Double axe handle right upside that milk dud head of Psycho Medic, the man from County Hospital Road. Cross back senton. Medic did kind of get the knees up, but that didn't bother Cross too much. Lays back on Medic, but still only gets two. Medic now with some body blows, and he gets back to his feet. Medic now right to the ribs. Whips Cross across, but runs into an Aaron Cross boot. Cross just flattens Medic. And the man from County Hospital Road kind of resembles County Hospital Road as he's laid out on the mat. Cross got Medic setting up for a neck breaker. And there it is. But instead of covering, he's going to go back to the second turnbuckle. Cross comes off with a knee drop, but Medic rolls out of the way. And Peekaboo says it's time, so something's going to happen here. Here's Medic. Medic got a running forearm, puts Cross down, and just blocks Cross down, and Cross rolls back to the corner. Medic now with Cross down in the corner, grabs his feet, and pulls him out and drops him down in the middle of the mat. Medic cut with a cover, but doesn't hook the leg, so he doesn't get the three. Medic reverse whipped into the corner. And here comes Cross. Cross down the three-point stands. Miss and splash. Medic gets out of the way. Medic by the schoolboy. And that'll do it.
The winner of the match, he's the man from County Hospital Road, Psycho Medic.
So Aaron Cross now 2-1 in USWO competition, and is not happy about this decision here by ref number one. Let's just keep things going with the next match. So ref number one calls for the bell for match number two, which features the sexiest man alive, Big Time Sexy, who just shoved down a man making his return to USWO, Mickey Muscles. Or was Mickey a staple of Saturday night wrestling at Stadium Inn a few years ago. Now Mickey, who is considerably smaller than Big Time Sexy, won a test of strength but kicked Sexy in the ribs. Muscles bangs Sexy's head in the turnbuckle. Sexy reverse whips Muscles across, but runs into a Mickey Muscles boot. Sexy with a belly-to-belly suplex. And a lariat sends Mickey Muscles out to the floor. The Sexy kind of working on his repertoire here a little bit. Mickey Muscles, no doubt, has probably watched all the Big Time Sexy videos on YouTube and scouted him pretty well, but sure he wasn't expecting that. Big Time Sexy reaches over. Mickey Muscles snaps his neck on the top rope. Sexy whips Mickey across. Mickey flips himself over the top rope. Mickey, Sexy catches Mickey coming off the ropes. Tries to slam him, but Mickey hangs on in kind of a twirling DDT thing. Sexy shoots Mickey into the corner. Another Mickey Muscles boot to the face. Sexy goes down. Mickey grabs a leg and covers, but only two. And now Mickey going for a rear chin lock sleeper sort of thing. Ref number two checking. Make sure nothing illegal is going on. Sexy gets to his feet and stunners out. And Mickey takes one to the jaw. Sexy whips Mickey into the corner and squashes him. Picks up Mickey. There's a big set, Big Time Sexy slam and a cover. But still only two. Mickey rakes the face. But Sexy reverse whips Mickey. There's a lariat. And Mickey gets cut a flip down on the mat. And now Sexy gonna put a little boot to Mickey Muscles. And here comes Zach Hartnell and Darren Flynn. Oh, look, David Knox. Look, there's Jimmy Street with the axe handle.
And due to outside interference.
David Knox with a slam. Well, here comes some other folks to even it up.
No contest in this match. Due to outside interference.
So TNT Motley, LT Fop, and Fireball Roberts came out to put a stop to all this. The Dynasty asserting themselves just like they thought they would.
What the hell are you doing out here, man? You have no business being out here.
You have no fault in our business.
Here's Dyron on the mic.
Everything is our business. Shut up.
David Knox just clobbers Mickey Muscles and plants him on the mat.
Really? Really?
Really?
Can I ask you?
Everything is our business.
I'll come over there and knock every feather off your hat.
That'd take a while.
This is how you treat somebody that this company should be based around. You want to put two guys out here that can't even defend themselves? Really? You got to come out here and play the hero. You got to suck up to all these hillbillies. Take your mullet and turn around.
Right in your wildest wet dream.
Get the mic for me, bro. Get the mic. Come on, go ahead.
You want to say something else? Really? You think you're going to come out here tonight? You think you're going to be a champion?
Oh, please don't let LT talk.
Because it's your daddy's company, you should be the guy to represent
it.
I'm the one that had to fight from the bottom up. You had everything handed to you. You have to get in my way every time.
Well, LT did go to the tanning bed, though. Well, here's LT on the mic. You asked for it. You got it.
First and foremost, man, look here. Look here, you son of a bitch. Listen. You need to think before you speak, okay? What can I do? You're in that end grade. Bush League. Man, these people make NWO and NWASAW what they really are. Without them, there would be no us.
I would be ashamed.
I have nothing but respect for these people.
I would be ashamed if that happened.
We have Destiny in the house, Mr. Dallas, Maria, Jennifer. We got the wrestling family tonight.
Get out the numbers.
They're not just fans. They're my friends and they're my family. And I think together tonight, we could put an end to this little goof. This little Darren Flynn, Zach Parnell, the Fifth Canadian Lumberjack, and the wolf behind, Jimmy Street. These guys are bad attitudes. It's like a tension for Texas. You need an attitude adjustment. And I think tonight we should give it to each and every one of them. Thurman Roberts! Tonight, I want you to set this place on fire, you know what I'm saying? You have a match, a Music City Championship match. You've held that title before, and you can do it again tonight. History in the making. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Oh my God. You don't have a snowball's chance in hell.
And Kevin Weatherby, that's my brother, that's my partner in crime. Kevin, Tony, and LT, Tony and TJ, that family. Kevin Weatherby, I think he could beat him. Zach Martell, 1, 2, 3, finish the beat, run about. I hope he knocks your block off, Zach.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
And Darren Flair tonight, the main event. Oh yeah, card is subject to change. Lance Erickson had some personal business. It was a death in the family. So my prayers go out to Big Lance. He's unable to make it tonight. So it's now a three-way elimination with TNT Mockley, myself, and Darren Flynn, every man for themselves. I've been wrestling for 11 years. The USWO Championship I never held, and it's always been a goal of mine. So you better believe I'm going to try to make a dream become reality tonight. Let the best men win. You know what? Truth is, I really don't even care if I do capture the title. I want you to win the title. I just don't want him to be the champion.
Your worst nightmares can come true tonight.
No, Tony, we can do this right now, guys. We have more matches to come. We have more matches to come. You need to focus on your matches tonight. Stop trying to antagonize these fans and start a lot of chaos. Focus on your match. Guys, I mean it. Let's not just do it for us. Let's do it for each and every one of these great supporting fans. Let's beat their asses all over the place. Disqualification. I mean, these two guys I was watching from the back. I wasn't sure if Big Time Sexy was going to come out victorious or Mickey Muscle on his first night in was going to get a win. We're never going to know because of them and their bad attitudes. But do me a favor. Give it up for both of these men right here. Make it up on Big Time Sexy! We'll see you guys on the next show, Saturday, April the 12th. Said it before and I'll say it again. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for coming out tonight. Let's continue with USWO Wrestling Action.
Match number 3 is also the third match between Kevin Zion and Nick Stanley, with each man having a victory over the other. There's a right from Kevin Zion. Shoots Stanley across, and Stanley greets him with a lariat. Whoa! Kevin Zion almost got pinned on that. Stanley got like a 2.8. And there's the eye poke of doom by Kevin Zion. That'll slow down Nick Stanley a little bit. Now Zion with some boots to the midsection. But Stanley reverse whips Zion into the corner. There's a splash and Zion goes down. Stanley catches Zion off the ropes with a spine buster. And Zion is going to roll under the bottom rope, and Zion back on the apron now. And there he snaps Nick Stanley's neck on the top rope, scrambles back into the ring. And there's a bicycle kick by Kevin Zion. And now we got some choking, or some might contend it's massaging of the throat. But either way, ref number 2 is going to put a stop to it. Zion going for, looks like he's trying to go for an abdominal stretch. but doesn't quite have the leg hooked right, but he's grabbing the middle of the rope. Zion with a forearm puts Stanley down on the mat. Now he's just got the arm barred. Zion with a knee lift right under the jaw of Nick Stanley, crawls over and covers, but only gets two. Hey, we got some more throat massaging by Kevin Zion. And ref number two does not approve of this behavior. And now Zion again, maybe it's a modified version of the abdominal stretch, a version where you have to grab the middle of the rope in order to pull off the move. Ref number two catches Zion doing this. Stanley hip tosses him. But he's a little worse for wear after that move. They close on each other and down they go. Oh, both wrestlers up at six. Stanley connects on his punches and puts Zion down. Stanley catches Zion off the ropes. A scoop and a slam, hooks leg covers. Well, that was only about maybe 2.2 1/6. Zion with a knee lift and a DDT. But Zion's slow to get up and just rolls Stanley over, hooks leg and covers, but still only two. Yes, it is two, Kevin. Zion with a boot to the ribs. Shoots Stanley across, and Stanley gets a boot up. Zion takes one right in a mush. Stanley with a kind of a bulldog rolls Zion over. Ooh. Yeah, that was about a 2 11/16. Stanley with Zion over his shoulder. Zion squirms and gets free. There's a kick to Nick Stanley's midsection. Zion picks Stanley up. Oh, a Zion factor. That was about 2 8/9. Zion kind of frustrated that move didn't finish off Stanley. So now he's going to wait for Stanley to get up and do something else. But Stanley catches his leg and brushes him off. There's a some kind of driver thing. Stanley with a leg drop off the rope. And now Stanley waiting for Zion to get up. Stanley picks Zion up, and Zion slips back. Zion rolls Stanley backwards in a pinning predicament, but still could only keep two. Stanley with a backslide. No go. Stanley again going a torture rack sort of thing. Oh, and just drops Zion straight down his back. Hook, leg, and covers. Well, that'll do it.
Wrestling fans, the winner of the match, Nick Stanley.
So it's Nick Stanley 2, Kevin Zion 1.
Once again, Nick Stanley.
Both wrestlers still in the ring. Now Stanley wants to be a good sport, offers a handshake. Zion declines and rolls out of the ring. And Zion got hit in the mouth pretty good as he's bleeding. After intermission, the manager of the Dynasty, Jimmy Street, brings out the exception, Zach Hartnell, for his match, and each of them has a few things to say to the crowd.
Your undivided attention. I know it's sexy, girls. Y'all just gonna have to deal with that for a minute, though. And women, I'm sorry if Buford don't look as good when you get home either.
Oh, it makes me so hot now.
But he is the one, the only exception. And to be honest, I'm a little sad right now, Zach. And it's mainly because there's no gold around your waist. It is 30 there. You got a lot of thighs in this building that ain't 32 inches around, so. I tell you what, let's just get on past this, and I tell you what, just tell them what's on your mind.
I know, you're all a little bit insecure because I'm the only one in the building, stands this guy that doesn't have to punch holes in their belt when they buy it because they're so fat and disgusting and McDonald's gorging pieces of crap. So it goes like this. I guess Charles Alexander couldn't be here tonight because he had to go home to his little coloring book and he had to write a few more lines of excuses as to why he didn't have the cojones to come step in this ring with me tonight. His little arm hurt. Oh no. Big deal. This is a dangerous business. We all know that going into it. Don't complain if you have a little boo-boo. That being said, I understand there's a guy tonight by the name of Kevin Weatherby. I think you've heard of him before.
And don't you know us!
I know Kevin Weatherby and I know what he's about. Kevin Weatherby is a very good wrestler. He is very good at what he does. He's just not as good as me.
Yes, Zach's opponent tonight is Mr. Personality himself, Kevin Weatherby. Yeah, it looks like Kevin Weatherby's got velvet pants on. Arnold off the ropes and blocks Weatherby down. Then leaps over Weatherby. Ooh, slaps him in the face. Weatherby goes after Arnold, who ducks between the ropes, and ref number two prevents Kevin Weatherby from getting a measure of revenge. Weatherby with a standing drop kick. There's an arm drag. And another one. Weatherby covers, but only gets two. Then has some words for Jimmy Street. Ooh, ref number two exercising his authority, making Street stay in a corner. Meanwhile, Harder with a lariat on Weatherby. Pulls him down. Now some choking slash massaging of the throat. Hartnell peppering that head of Kevin Weatherby, Mr. Personality. Weatherby shoots Zach in the corner, runs into an exceptional boot, and down goes Kevin Weatherby. And now Hartnell standing on Weatherby's throat. Hartnell with an exceptional suplex. And Jimmy Street agrees with that assessment. Hartnell drops an elbow and covers, but did not hook the leg, so he did not get three. And now Hartnell may be going for a rear chin lock here. Weatherby trying to fight out of it while seated on the mat. Weatherby now gets to his feet. But Hartnell catches him off the ropes and gives him a spine buster. Only gets two as Weatherby reaches and grabs the bottom rope. Oh, Weatherby fighting back. Throws him right, whips Hartnell on the ropes. Hartnell with a face breaker. Hartnell drops and covers, but only gets two. Weatherby making his way to the ropes, but he's right in front of Jimmy Street. And therefore, he gets choked while ref number two counsels Zach Hartnell on his behavior. Hartnell rolls out of the ring, drags Weatherby to the apron, and hits him with a forearm, and now both wrestlers outside the ring. Hartnell bangs Weatherby's head in the apron. Now they're making their way over the far side of the ring, and Hartnell does that again. Hartnell now rolls Weatherby back in and follows. But Hartnell can only get two because Kevin Weatherby has a presence of mind to get his foot on the bottom rope. Weatherby back to his feet with some body blows, forearms upside the head of Zach Hartnell. Hartnell reverse whips Weatherby in the ropes, catches him in a sleeper. Down the mat they go. Ref number two right on the case, checking with Kevin Weatherby. Weatherby reaching over, trying to grab a handful of Zach Hartnell's considerable hair. Hartnell now puts his feet on the middle rope as ref number two is checking out Kevin Weatherby. Hartnell again puts his feet on the ropes. But Jimmy Street is over there grabbing the middle rope to make it look like he's the one doing it. One arm drop. Two arm drops, though a bit delayed. And that was like 2 2/3 arm drops, but it has to be three. Weatherby now regaining his strength here, trying to fight out the hold. Weatherby elbows free of the sleeper hold finally. There's a headbutt, and I think Weatherby got the worst of that, even though he was the one that did the move. Weatherby off the ropes, and Zach Hartnell catches him with a side slam, but still only gets two. Somehow the ref was behind Zach Hartnell when he made the cover. But still, it was only two. Hartnell with a neck breaker. Weatherby flat on the mat. Hartnell is going up on the second turnbuckle. It comes off, and Weatherby's boot greets him right under the jaw. Jimmy Street exhorting Zach Hartnell to get up. Both wrestlers struggling to get to the mat. And Hartnell is up at eight. Weatherby up two, gets a boot up and kicks Zach Hartnell right in the mouth. Running elbow by Kevin Weatherby, Mr. Personality. There's another one. Weatherby now throwing forearms, but Hartnell wrecks the face. Oh, Weatherby reverse whips Hartnell into the ropes. And Weatherby rolls up Hartnell as Jimmy Street inadvertently trips Hartnell. Oh, Street begging for forgiveness. Zach Hartnell very angry at this. Oh, Weatherby's got the mic.
He told his people they had to put a hole in their belt to put it on because they're too fat. Don't usually put a hole in your belt because you've been to the gym losing weight. That's how stupid you are. From where I've come from, I just gave you a Tennessee ass whooping, boy.
Kevin Weatherby letting his opinion be known to Zach Hartnell and Jimmy Street. Well, Jimmy Street just kissed Zach Hartnell's boot for some reason. But it was an exceptional boot, no doubt.
So sorry.
Give him a kiss on the lips.
Zach, I'm sorry. I'm going to write your big check.
Go ahead and kiss him on the lips.
You got something right there.
Well, Hartnell kind of ribbing Jimmy Street.
It's fixed. It's all good. We're fixing it.
Well, I'm sure they'll go in the back and hug it out.
For those of you over here, he really did kiss his feet over on that side, didn't he?
It's time for our USWO Music City Championship match as the current champion, the Canadian Lumberjack David Knox, with Jimmy Street in his corner, defends against Fireball Roberts. Also, ref number one calls for the bell, and Fireball Roberts immediately goes after David Knox. But Knox just kind of brushes him aside. Knox starts fighting back now on the smaller Fireball Roberts. Roberts grabs a waist lock, but Knox just butt bumps him off. Whips Roberts into the ropes. Roberts ducks the lariat. He just kind of bounces off Robert. Bounces off David Knox. Roberts can't knock him down. Roberts kicks Knox in the leg and hits another kick to the leg and gets him down on all fours. Back elbow for David Knox, and Fireball Roberts has come out, well, all fired up. Knox finally just shoves Fireball Roberts all the way across the mat, but Roberts comes right back with a knee lift. Roberts now with Knox in the corner. Going for a 10 punch. And 10 is a drops an elbow right on top of the head of the Canadian Lumberjack, David Knox. Roberts with a splash. Knox kind of staggered. A dropkick puts him down on the mat. But Knox grabs the bottom rope. Knox now rolls out of the ring and he's not quite sure what hit him. Now he's going to consult with Jimmy Street as to how to best handle this situation. And I'm sure Street, with his extensive managerial experience, will be able to come up with a solution for Knox to be able to overcome this flurry of offense from Fireball Roberts in the first few minutes of this match. Of course, this match is for the Music City Championship, which Roberts has held before. David Knox picks up Fireball Roberts and slams him to the mat. But Roberts gets out of the way and Knox misses a leg drop. Roberts comes sliding off the ropes with a lariat. Now he's peppering that big head of David Knox. And it's been pretty much all Fireball Roberts here so far, which nobody saw that coming. Roberts off the second rope, double axe handle on top of the head. And Roberts with a jumping lariat, and down goes David Knox. Roberts hooks the leg and covers, and it only gets two. Roberts in the body blows, but Knox hammers Roberts in the back of the head, picks him up. And there's a big suplex by Canadian Lumberjack David Knox, our USWO Music City champion. Now grabs a rear chin lock. Ref number one checking with Fireball Roberts. Jimmy Street hollering encouragement to David Knox. Of course, Dynasty 0-1 so far tonight due to some miscommunication on the part of Street and Zach Hartnell. Knox with a big Canadian lariat. Down goes Fireball Roberts. Knox with a two-handed cover, but only gets two. Roberts fights back to his feet. He's got Knox up against the ropes. Shoots him into the corner. Here comes Fireball right into a big Canadian Lumberjack boot. And Roberts rolls all the way through the apron and out to the floor. Here's Jimmy Street wandering over. Jimmy Street pulls something out of his pocket. I'm not sure if it was a... It looks like maybe a chain. And possibly hit Roberts with it and rolls him back into the ring. And now David Knox choking Fireball Roberts in the middle of the rope. And Street wanders over. And he's going to get him some of that choking too. As ref number two counsels David Knox on his behavior. Oh, excuse me, that's ref number one. Knox goes to splash Roberts in the ropes, and Roberts gets out of the way. David Knox takes a rope shot to the crotch, and that'll hurt probably for a few days. Roberts with some rights for Knox, and an elbow right between the eyes. Roberts shoots Knox in the ropes. There's a flying shoulder block, and David Knox goes down. And I haven't seen David Knox dominated like this since he's been in USWO.
Do you understand?
Knox proclaiming he ain't gonna be stopped. Roberts keeps hitting him with forearms. Well, Roberts hits Knox with a forearm and puts him down on one knee in the corner. Well, Roberts keeps firing away, but now Knox with some knee lifts and a big clubbing blows in the back of the head. Whips Fireball across. Fireball ducks the lariat. fireball off the ropes with another forearm shot, and knocks Staggers into the corner, but doesn't go down. Knocks with a double axe handle right between his shoulder blades, whips fireball across. Fireball ducks the lariat. Knox grabs him, side slam. Knox is kind of slow to get around to cover, though, because Fireball Roberts is absolutely just worn him out with forearms, kicks, punches. But Knox is still up. Fireball now just peppering Knox with blows to various parts of the body. There's a knee lift. Fireball shoots Knox across the corner. Here he comes. Knox hits a back elbow on Fireball. Knox going for the axe handle. Knox winding up with that axe handle. Swings and misses. Fireball gets it. Now he picks it up. And hits Knox with the axe handle. He's going to get disqualified because this is not a no DQ match.
Disqualified. Fireball Roberts, the winner of the match, and still your USWO Music City champion, David Knox.
Well, Roberts deviated from his game plan and it cost him here.
Start the music.
Our music.
David Knox, Jimmy Street.
Hey, Chicken Hash.
This is far from over. What you did on the outside, choking me with a chain.
Nobody saw.
And then I get DQ'd for using that stick.
It's time and place.
Right time, right place. Nobody saw.
You know what they say. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Yeah, I think LT says that.
He's standing there with that Music City Championship.
1 month from now, sign it. I'll take you down again. You cannot keep me down. No one back there can keep me down. For 1 month, me or you, I'll take your head off again.
Millersville, do you want to see the rematch between David Knox and Fireball Roberts? What's that? That's a hell of an idea you got there. I think we should keep Jimmy Street in the back. Locked down and shackled. Well, he has no business being out here and putting his nose where it don't belong.
In my business. Remember this, Jimmy Street's not gonna want to be the one that hoists you up in the air and slams you to the mat.
Really?
It's gonna be me. One, two, three.
Then all you gotta do is bring your scrawny little ass back down to the ring, and I'll do it right now.
Go on, chicken.
Jimmy, both of you. I don't care if it's a whole dynasty.
Gotta write the contract, sign the check. We don't fight for free.
We'll sign it if that's what you want.
It's signed. We don't fight for free. One month. Two
more! I come up a little short, but that's not the last of Fireball Roberts you're gonna see, and I will be your Music City champion. I've got a bad case. I'm turning it up. It's getting cold in here because I'm firing it up.
And that's a shoot. Because it's kind of cold in here. Our main event is a three-way elimination match for the vacant USWO Championship between Dyron Flynn, TNT Motley, and Mr. 110% LT Falk. And Jimmy Street's wandering over here.
They'd pad the envelope a little more and come sponsor some kind of talk. You know, a mano a mano, a Jimmy and Jimmy. But they got to throw a little more in it for me to talk.
Well, there's not a lot more to throw in here around these parts. Of course, Molly, the rightful number one contender, as he beat Dyer in a number one contenders match last month. And we had some sort of convolution and shenanigans going on. And it was everybody in the pool for the title, it seemed like. Molly leapfrogs LT as he gets free. Molly with a hip toss. LT kicks him away. Hey, there's an arm drag. That's one arm drag by LT. Ha, 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 ha. Molly shoots LT in the ropes. Dyron reaches through and trips him out while he's out there talking to Jimmy Street. LT hits his knee. And I believe that's the knee that he had operated on a little while back. Molly with a baseball slide kick on Dyron sends him into the wall. And now Molly going out, walking towards Jimmy Street. Molly again grabs Dyron and shoots him into the wall. Ref number two is counting. Somebody's got to get in the ring. Molly rolls Dyron back in. And ref number two stops counting, even though Dyron's the only person in the ring. Meanwhile, Jimmy Street has David Knox's axe handle. Well, let's see. LT kind of rolls Molly back in. Molly off the ropes, a kick to the shoulder on Dyron. Molly kind of a modified rock bottom. But only gets two. LT still laid out here at ringside. Molly grabs Dyron coming off the ropes. Side slam. But only gets two. Molly backs Dyron in the corner, rams some shoulders in the midsection. But Molly runs into a Dyron boot. Dyron now putting a boost to Molly as he kicks LT, who is on the apron. And LT's back down on the floor. Dyron plants Molly in the mat. There's a cover, but only two. Neither Dyron nor Molly has ever held any titles in USWO. LT has been Music City champion and has also been tag team champions with about nine different partners. LT finally makes his way back into the ring. Dyron hits him in the face. And now Dyron with some forearm shots. And lariats LT over the ropes and out to the floor. So if LT were to win this match, he would be USWO Triple Crown Champion number 11. Dyron slams Molly down right on his chest. Stands on him, but only gets two. Dyron again hooks the leg and covers, only gets two. Dyron now has Molly up in a fireman's carry. Here's LT back in the ring. Pulls Molly off. And LT plants Dyron in the mat. Molly with a scissors kick on LT and covers. Oh, that was about 2.8. Molly now with some rights for Dyron. Backs him into the corner. Molly whips Dyron across. Here he comes. There's a Molly splash on Dyron. Here comes Molly again. But Dyron steps out of the way. Molly misses, hits the ring post. Dyron rolls him up with a handful of tights. And that'll do it for him.
Wrestling fans, TNT Motley has been eliminated. It's LT and Dyron Flynn with the belt.
LT now grabs Dyron and bangs his hand to turnbuckles. LT drops an elbow on Dyron. Yeah, Molly still trying to make his way up the ramp. LT's going to second turnbuckle. Now he's going up top. Jimmy Street up on the apron trying to push LT off and shoves Street all the way in the wall. But LT gets hung up on the ropes and Dyron kicks the ropes in, and LT gets crotched. Dyron hits LT and sends him through the ropes and out to the floor, and Dyron's going to follow. Dyron rakes his nails on LT's back, but LT fires back, swings and misses, and hits the ring post with his arm. Dyron now kicking at the arm that LT just used to hit the ring post with. LT with a spin kick. But Dyron ducks, LT misses, and ends the gurry. Dyron now with a boot standing on the jaw of LT. LT firing back with his good hand. Dyron whips LT in the ropes. LT off with a flying burrito and a back elbow. LT with a double underhook suplex on Dyron. Pulls him out, hooks leg and covers. And only two. Oh, we got forearm shots being traded. LT charges off the ropes. Dyron ducks, and LT hits ref number two. Dyron grabbed a front face off an LT, but LT turned it around and DDTs him. LT covers. Jimmy Street is in the ring. Ref number two is kind of hanging off the apron. And Street clobbers LT in the back of the head. Oh, now he's going to grab the stick. Here's Psycho Medic out. Medic grabs a stick from Street. And now Medic has Street backed up in the corner. Medic kicks LT in the midsection. And there's a lethal injection. Medic, he's kind of... Medic kind of frustrated here. Meanwhile, ref number two counts the pin, and Dyron Flynn is our USWO champion.
And your new USWO heavyweight champion, Dyron Flynn. It's been a long time. It's been a long time. You deserve this. You deserve this more than anybody in the world.
I'm gonna celebrate with hookers and drinks.
Here's Tony.
They not holding in a concession. Psycho, that's gonna be the question. Why? Why did Psycho come out here? And why did he do that? You know, because he's got some answer. He's got to tell us exactly. Now, that idiot is the champion of the USWO. It makes me sick to even think about him being the champion. But if he would have won this match fair and square, I would have had to say he beat LT. He beat TNT. But no, you cannot claim the right to that championship title knowing what happened, what went down here. Because that idiot probably paid him off to do something. Yes, yes. LT has never held that belt. You said, oh, he's had everything handed to him. He's the promoter's son. He has not had everything. He's never been that champion. If he was the promoter's son, he would have been a champion a long time ago. Come
LT. LT grabs a chair and has to be restrained by Babu.
Calm down. Just
Kevin Weatherby also out here.
This would have been a big night.
Oh, no. No. He's going to talk. Cocky conceited punks, the dynasty is. That's what he's going to say.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Anything less
anything less than the USWO Championship is a disappointment to me. In a way, I feel like I let you people down. Am I losing my mind? I put on so much weight. Look at these jelly rolls and these love handles. Each and every day after that damn ACL knee surgery, my knee is killing me each and every damn day. Should I go ahead and just hang the boots up now? I don't know if you Drake people agree with me, but I don't think Darren Flynn's gonna be a company champion. I don't think he deserves that prestigious championship. Some of you might know where I'm coming from. When you're in this ring, so much is happening. 110 miles an hour, moment of panic, and off top of your head, you're thinking about the next strike, the next move you can hit to come out victorious. First of all, what the hell was Psycho Medic even doing out here? Kevin, I thought Psycho Medic, I thought Perry Lewis was our friend, I thought he was our buddy, but he just sold us out. Brian, I want you to do me a favor. Can you tell me, people, if you think if this is right? The other competitor in that matchup, TNT Moxley, on April the 12th, I believe TNT Moxley deserves the first title shot from Darren Flynn. Get the championship shot to TNT Moxley. I wish him the best. What goes around comes around, and payback is a what? Give me a singles match against Psycho Medic. Yeah. April the 12th, myself and Psycho Medic.
Yeah. There you go, fans. April the 12th, LT and Psycho Medic. April the 12th, Darren Flynn will defend his title against TNT Moxley.
So congratulations to Darren Flynn for becoming the 34th man to hold the USWO Championship, joining an elite group of wrestling superstars who have held this title. As Brian said, the next USWO event will be at the Sawmill in Millersville on April the 12th. Stay tuned to the podcast and thank you for listening.